Today is the last day of September, but speaker season still in full swing. It's always in full swing.
It's always in full swing, and it's right now, like you said, Jake, it's at the peak.
It's at the peak right now.
What if you wanted to find a speaker, Jake? Where would you go?
If I were inclined to look somewhere or ask, I'd probably go to Mid-America Speakers Bureau, which is based in Central City with Tyler Carlson.
Central City, in the central part of the state. It's got an office right there, right next to the Bison Dome. In Central City, they have a Bison Dome. It's incredible.
How close to Main Street?
Maybe two blocks.
Okay.
Two blocks. Is, you know, the Main Street's
I know where the Bison Dome is.
Main Street's kind of odd because it's Highway 30.
Yeah.
So it's a very travel. I don't think you cruise that much in Central City. But anyway, Tyson, be ready. If you want to get there, Tyson will cruise you around. Stop by Central City and see. Hey, he'll drive you around. But he's got it set up like that. That website's unbelievable. He gets to talk about budgets, what you're looking for, what's going to happen. If you want to be a speaker, talk to him. But you're looking to hire speakers and you're confused. Everybody's like, I'll talk to my neighbor. Maybe he knows somebody. I'll talk to, you know,
whoever. You don't want to go potluck on that.
No, you don't want to all of a sudden go walk there. Because all of a sudden, when the speaker shows up and you're the one hiring him, and then the speaker starts, if it's a fail, you failed.
Yep.
If they're looking right at you. I checked it out.
You didn't.
It's an epic fail.
Did you really vet this
one? Did you really do this? Everyone's... Because he's going to come listen to you.
Yes. He vets.
Tyler's going to come listen to you live numerous times.
He vets.
Yes.
If you're curious, the website midamericasb.com.
Tyler.
Thank you.
In Central City. Now, we've talked a little bit of Aiden Childs today, the Michigan State quarterback. You know, he's got 9 touchdowns, 1 pick on the season. He can run the ball a little bit too. I saw a projection from Ian Cummings of the Pro Football Network puts him as high as 12th overall in the upcoming draft.
Well, hello.
First round pick in certified middle, pretty high first round pick for Aiden Childs. Do you see, again, we have not watched him a ton. I don't think the stool has watched him a lot, but do you expect to see a first round quarterback coming into town this weekend?
Rule was complimentary.
Well, I said, I love him. I really do. But I've watched him play in several games. Not
have you?
You know, like I said, they jumped out in the first game. Was it Central? Michigan that they played, they beat in the first game, mm-hmm. and they jumped out on him. It was like 28-0 or something like that. Then the game ended like at 28. Mm-hmm. They kind of fizzed out a little bit. But you're going to see a very good quarterback. I think that's a little bit of a stretch. But right now, we also went over the other day, the top, remember the quarterbacks went over, and they had some guys listed like at 40th that we thought should be in the top.
Now, that was real time that weird. That's a weird ranking.
We're not doing that list again.
Yeah, so those that ranking. But now, body type, body size.
6'3", 235.
Yeah, so there's a lot of upside to
him. Big horse.
Yeah, a lot of upside to him. So could he potentially be himself in a first round? Because, yeah, there's a potential of that. I think he's a good player. I think that would be pushing it. But he's going to get drafted. So the quarterback that's coming in here, at some time, whenever he's in the draft, he will get drafted.
Yeah. Maybe first rounder.
That same mantra I've had, Fernando Mendoza, number one overall for Indiana.
Childs is completing 68% of his passes.
Yep.
He's, like, again, 9 touchdowns, 1 pick.
Also, one pick stands out.
39 carries for 154 and 2 touchdowns on the ground.
Yeah. He can move. He can move around. He'll have some designed runs. You know, and when the coaching breaks down, he'll be able to make some plays with his feet. That always makes you nervous.
Makes you nervous. Rule says he's a thinker. He's smart, plays a position well.
There's always a chance on some sort of scramble play of someone getting turned loose, something down the field in a big play, because he can whip it too. So it'll be interesting.
Yep. It will be. He's what they got, it sounds like. I mean,
But a first round draft pick sounds like a lot, but like I said, it's so hard right now. The fans had everyone, you know, not the fans, but the pundits had everyone that the NFL was going to tank for Arch. They're going to try to lose games to make sure they could get the number one pick.
Think about Arch.
Just think about that. That's a little off right now.
Really,
it's a little off right now.
Really hard to fathom how wrong they were about Arch and how a narrative can really get rolling.
Yeah. Especially too with, like, because Arch was like not bringing it on himself.
No, not at all. Nor was Sark.
No, neither one was like, well, I think he's this and that. No, just
got out of control.
That's what can happen.
It depends on, again, your thoughts on Drew Allert, Penn State, but there is a chance that this is the best quarterback to see the rest of the season for Nebraska. I mean, Jade Maeva could be at USC is good. And he could be in that conversation for the best quarterback left. But you're looking at Childs, Michigan State, Malik Washington, we like at Maryland, but is he better than Aiden Childs?
True freshman. I would say no
now. Childs,
no.
Okay. Then Drake Lindsey, Minnesota. He's not.
No. I watched Lindsey on Saturday. He is pure pocket. Yeah. He's a big dude. Big. He's 6'5".
You take Childs over him.
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, then Preston Still, Northwestern. Not a conversation. Maeva, USC. Okay.
It's conversation.
Interesting. Does some stuff.
Then you have, you know, UCLA, whoever they're, you know, Nico, who's had a rough go.
I don't mind Nico as much as a lot of people, but he hasn't
scored 14 well. Against Northwestern.
Yeah, he hasn't played that well.
Scored, 10 or whatever it was against New Mexico.
And then Drew Aller, again, that's, you know, he's not a bad quarterback. He's just, is he better than Aiden Childs?
Well,
and then
stop on Aller. Okay. I mean, Aller's going to be highly drafted, right?
Yeah, if someone said like that, it, and it would be kind of a, I don't know if it's a hot, the word hot take, I don't even like that. That's, I don't even hate that. I hate those
hot
words.
Take.
But I would, today, I would take Childs over Aller.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I'm not pushing back.
And then that. And then Gronowski to end the season. So this potentially could be the best quarterback you see the rest of the season for Nebraska.
Yep. Yeah.
On Saturday.
Absolutely. 100. Absolutely. He's what they got. They don't have much of a pass rush. I'm just getting some text because I was expressing how much I don't know. And some experts are saying no pass rush, no pass
do that
rush.
Again. Do that again.
Yeah. Experts.
I love that.
No pass rush in their secondary's average. So Dylan should deal. Yeah. Dylan should deal in this game. Score 35. Don't allow 31. Or maybe, yeah, maybe if they won 35-31, it wouldn't bother me. I'm all about right now, just win. I don't care. I don't even really care what it looks like. Just get the W.
Can I give you some great news that Rudy told me during the break regarding this weekend?
Rudy.
You remember how we talked to Bill Simonson, the huge show, Michigan, a couple weeks ago?
Me. Don't tell me.
He's coming back on this Friday because he talks about Michigan State as well. He can preview Michigan State. We're talking to Bill Simonson again Friday at 8 a.m.
We're getting the huge show part two.
Oh, huge.
Great. Yeah.
Huge.
We can talk a little bit about his trip to Lincoln.
Yes.
He was calls here. Himself huge.
He calls
not
himself
even Bill.
Not even Bill. I'm huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge.
He was great. I love
and,
that guy.
And the guy was unbelievable. He has incredible stories.
Talk about the farm and
betting on people. Pies to get, on a, get a pie and get your bets in.
We're having him back on.
On Friday at 8 a.m.
How great is that?
Bill Simonson returns.
Rudy.
Thank you, Rudy.
We got a game. We got a game this weekend. 3 o'clock.
Yes.
3
FS1.
O'clock.
It's a nice time.
The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Presented by NIPCO on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Calling all caffeinated Husker fans. Looking to boost your energy and focus? Caffeine alone won't do the trick. Enter Cranium Energy Drinks based out of Fremont, Nebraska, founded by lifelong Husker fans. Cranium is more than just caffeine. Every can has highly dosed nootropics that help boost mental clarity, paired with 150 milligrams of natural caffeine to provide smooth, long-lasting energy, as well as enhanced focus. Find it at Hy-Vee Health Markets in Nebraska and Council Bluffs, as well as select gas stations and supplement stores. Or purchase online at drinkcranium.com, spelled with a Y after the I. Enter code EARLYBREAK for 10% off your order.
Hungry for something real? Come to HF Crave, Lincoln's favorite spot for burgers that are anything but basic. Locally sourced Nebraska beef, hand-cut fries, and bold flavors that'll make your taste buds cheer.
Mmm!
Whether you're craving the classics or ready to try something wild, they've got the burger that gets you. HF Crave. Fresh, local, craveable. Find them at 48th and Holdridge or order online at hfcrave.com.
Go Hog Wild Pit Barbecue.
It's hard to choose a favorite at Hog Wild, but I'd have to say it's their award-winning ribs. Hog Wild buys their meat from those who share their high-quality standards, then hand-rubs each slab with their famous seasoning blend and slow-smokes them over hickory each and every day for flavor and tenderness you're gonna keep coming back for. Order online at GoHogWild.com. Hog Wild Pit Barbecue, 3210 Cornhusker Highway in Lincoln.
But don't be late, we close at 8.
If you're seeking a career with a growing company, Gaina Trucking and Excavating is hiring and looking for additions to their team. Gaina Trucking has a strong team culture, competitive pay, 401ks, and benefits like health, dental, and vision. Drivers are guaranteed 40 hours per week, even in the winter months, and are home every night. Start your career today at Gaina Trucking and Excavating. Apply today at GainaTrucking.com.
This is Rick Heyman with Sarter Heyman Jewelers. Sarter Heyman is celebrating 120 years, and you could win big. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for your chance to win a $120 gift certificate every week. That's right. We're giving away $120 every week as a thank you for being part of our story. Don't miss your chance to treat yourself. Follow Sarter Heyman Jewelers today. celebrating 120 years. Sartor Hamann, when only the best will do.
Austin Norman here. Join me and Jay Foreman for Old School live from Cornhusker Bank at 83rd and O this Friday for their customer appreciation tailgate party. Larry the Cable Guy will join us during the show, and there's free food and refreshments. We'll be out there for the show starting at 3. You're invited to join us from 4 to 6 p.m. this Friday for Cornhusker Bank's customer appreciation tailgate party, only at Cornhusker Bank on 83rd and O. Salt Mine City is your go-to brewery in the Haymarket for craft beers and great food. Enjoy a full menu of great items daily for lunch and dinner, like their Big Fatty 7-ounce hamburger or a Reuben sandwich served on Blackstone rye bread. And don't forget their beef or chicken nachos with guacamole, sour cream, jalapenos, and more. Wash it down with one of their 12 beers on tap, including the popular single-axle light American lager. Salt Mine City, now open 2 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. Friday through Sunday at 8th and R. Are your feet just killing you and you feel like all hope is lost? Say goodbye to discomfort and hello to pain relief at Brown's Shoe Fit. They offer expert advice along with high-quality products to help you find the right solution tailored to your specific needs. Need a different width? Not a problem. Brown's carries a wide range of widths in-store. Brown's Shoe Fit on 66th and Q in Lincoln.
It's time for Bonzal Pool & Spa's Front Load Event. From September 23rd through the 27th, stop by Bonzal Pool & Spa at 3201 Pioneers Boulevard to see an actual truck full of hot tubs with special prices. You'll save up to $3,000 on all hot tubs and swim spas, as well as $1,500 on all saunas and cold plunges. Use Nebraska football's bye week well by stopping in on September 27th for refreshments and giveaways. That's Bonsall Pool and Spa at 3201 Pioneers Boulevard in Lincoln.
At Valentino's, we're on a mission for tradition. On every slice, for every bite. Golden bake crust, cooked to perfection every time. Savory sweet sauce that's made from our own secret recipe. Loaded with the perfect amount of fresh toppings and melty mozzarella cheese. It's the tradition that Nebraskans have come to love. From game day to every day. Valentino's. Taste the tradition.
All right, Lincoln, if you're a diesel technician who's ready to earn up to $40 an hour and you're tired of working nights and weekends, listen up. Inland Truck Parts and Service is hiring experienced diesel technicians right here in Lincoln, and they're offering what every hardworking tech wants. Monday through Friday hours, no nights, no weekends, and paid training on advanced diesel technology. With 37 locations across 12 states, career advancement opportunities are endless. Start building towards your future and apply today at inlandtruck.com. That's inlandtruck.com. Or text APPLY to 785-369-1320.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, One Love. Now, baseball gets drowned out by football on the weekends in the fall, and we understand that, but they have their moment today to start the postseason. No football, no action yet.
It is
all
like
baseball today.
Just turn on the background, Bill. I will watch it.
Four games. Here's your TV schedule today. Tigers, Guardians.
I'm enamored with the Tigers. If the Tigers get a chance, if they make a run after their epic fall,
they lost
and they come back and like win this whole thing.
Yep.
Because no one would care. Now, hold it. Now, once again, this has changed. Wasn't it a while back the wild card game was like a one-game deal?
Yes, that's changed. They have now seven teams in the postseason. There used to be six.
Yeah. Okay. But it's not. So it's not a one-game. So this
it's is a three-game series.
Three-game series.
All these.
Okay.
Gotcha. So Tigers, Guardians at noon on ESPN.
Okay.
Then you have Padres, Cubs. Swim's got his Cubs jersey on over here. That's at 2 p.m. on ABC, which still blows. I've never seen baseball ever on ABC in my lifetime. I've never seen that.
Get over that. Keep going.
Red Sox,
that's
Yankees.
Not the most incredible story I've ever heard.
Red Sox, Yankees, 5 o'clock on ESPN.
The Red Sox, Yankees are playing.
In the wild card round.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And Reds, Dodgers at 8 p.m. on ESPN. Okay. Four games today. The spotlight is on baseball today.
I've been in this guy with you guys before. I went major weather change. I want to see the World Series, and I want one of the teams to be cold weather. I want to see when they
see their breath.
Remember, used to show the Yankees playing, and it would just be like 38 degrees.
Oh, dude, those are dudes, too.
Dudes.
So you're up. It's 38 degrees, and there's some reliever throwing 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So, Bill, you're basically hoping then for Tigers or Guardians to make the World Series at this point. Maybe the Cubs, even in Chicago, could be that potential temperature there.
A little temperature, maybe. Won't be great, but yeah, there's a chance.
My dad is a Guardians fan that watches virtually every game. Yeah. I mean, so yeah, it's
September was fun for him.
Real fun.
Really fun.
He kept saying it's the biggest story in sports.
I don't know if you get a chance to throw this out, Steve, but Sam McEwen was a national story today.
What?
He was on
what are you talking about?
He was on Dusty and Danny.
He was
this morning?
Yes, because he wasn't on them himself. He was being discussed.
What?
Because he was one of seven people in the rankings, how we freak out on rankings.
Yeah.
Cannell did it. He was one of seven people that had Florida State ranked ahead of Alabama. The other 150, whoever it is, had Alabama ranked against Florida State. So 2-3-1 teams, they played head-to-head, and someone still had, all these people had Florida State behind Alabama.
See, I think Sam, you have them ahead. I think you have them ahead.
You have to have Florida State ahead.
It's you're on Sam's side.
I'm on Sam's side.
I'm 100% on Sam's side.
It's head-to-head, same record.
Head-to-head.
And they won convincingly. It wasn't on a miracle. So no, Sam McEwen
won convincingly.
His name was called out. It was Reese Davis and five other guys' names I didn't know.
In a good way.
But I love that now that your name is on stuff.
Yep.
I want people to call out. Like, was it 2 weeks ago when someone had somebody out in the West Coast? Had something. It was horrible.
Yeah, don't even go there.
It was horrible. Yeah. They'd lost and moved up in the rankings.
Yeah. No, Sam's right on this.
But that was like – these ranking things are unbelievable sometimes.
Oh, God, it's hard, though.
It's hard.
It is hard. I will say that. But it's always, you always go to head-to-head. You got to make sure when you're doing your rankings that you don't mess that part up.
Yeah.
But Bill, I'm telling you, you can do a ranking and then, nine games in, go, oh, God, they played head-to-head and this team won. Oh, God.
Yeah. Now if it's one of these, like, it's head-to-head, but one team is 5-3. And one team is 3-5, and they just beat them. No, I get that part. That whatever it is,
same record.
But if it's same record, and they beat them handily,
and it's still pretty early,
That makes no sense. And everyone missed it, but Sam stood up for the people.
Good job, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Nice ranking, Sam.
Mention that to him today.
I will.
Give him some kudos.
Hug him for me.
I'm not going to hug him. I will not.
How about just kind of a hug? How about
not a half hug?
How about
just say it's from Bill? Not from you.
Do a half hug. See what he goes with. Go like this to him. Try to come in for the half hug, and then just say it's from me.
Bill. We want to report this, just by the way.
I want to report on this house.
It'll freak him out.
How it goes over.
That's good.
Let's see how it goes. And then also just do a giant double hug to Mitch Sherman for no reason.
From Bill.
Just for no
close
reason.
Close fist or open hand. Yeah.
Open hands.
Full on embrace. Good God.
No. Report back tomorrow. That's it for us. The drive is next. We will see you guys tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.